In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It's always good to have a really long gospel reading when your priest has been away for a little over a week, because I've had all kinds of time to think about it. So I could preach on the Beatitudes for probably 45 minutes to an hour with no problem, which is why I went ahead and chose the portion of our epistle from 1 John to your benefit. And it made the point, you know, kind of the beauty of it. The concept of these epistles, of course, are the letters to the church. Now, this one, we don't know for sure who John is. We can speculate, and of course, people will. Most kind of land on the concept that whoever wrote this letter was an elder in the church and an unknown author, writing to encourage faith and speaking against false preachers and trying to encourage the church to welcome the traveling missionaries. If you read the whole letter, you would see more of that information. But it's a letter of encouragement to the church, and they believe that potentially more directed to the smaller churches in and around Ephesus, house churches, you might say. And they were struggling, as the church tends to do, doesn't it? Even in each congregation, per se, we like to create sort of our own understanding of the faith, don't we? And then we do it by denomination, and then we do it, it just keeps going, doesn't it? God created one church, and now there's literally thousands, and we're all right, amen? So I like to just remind people, I said, you know, I used to think it was just the parishes. People say, you know, well, we need to have a bigger church. I said, we're part of a really big church. We do small group worship on Sunday. And initially, I was referring to the Episcopal Church. But now I see that as the Christian church. And we all believe in Jesus, amen? Amen. And we want to be encouraged from time to time. Probably not what you often hear from me, but I do want to encourage you a little bit today. Often people come to me afterward and say, oh my gosh, you were speaking right to my heart, Father. And I said, well, I'll trust that was God. And the other thing you should know, if you've never said that to me, you may not know my response. My response is this: if in the midst of one of my sermons you are convicted by something that came out of the Word of God, I'm just passing that on because it happened to me too. But I was encouraged as I read through these passages, these three short verses, and hearing what the writer was saying to encourage the church. He says, see what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. Now, some people would look at the word given and say, well, there's some older words that kind of mean the same thing, but just sound like they're more meaningful. Bestowed might be one of the ways it would be translated, but not necessarily today, because I don't know about you, but bestowed is not a word that I use in my daily life. But perhaps we should, because given, I mean, I could give you all kinds of things. I could give you grief. I could give you the key to the building on the other side of the campus. And then we read this and we say, see what love the Father has given us. And we go, yeah, bestowed. That's a little heavier. That is something that says, here is something. You have done nothing to deserve, and you can do nothing to deserve. I just bestow this on to you. This is yours because I want you to have it. No other reason. And God bestows this love upon us, and it's reflected because we should be called children of God. Now, there are times when I'm dealing with God's children that they, you know, we're children. And sometimes we all misbehave a little. So I often just smile and go, oh, God's precious children. Mainly because I'm pretty sure that's what God says to me most of the time. Ah, Brian, my precious child. But to be called children of God, what an incredible thing. This isn't just friends. So people talk about, oh, Jesus is my friend. No, your family. Your family. By the love of God bestowed upon you, you are family to God and to one another, all who believe. And it says, and this is what we are. It's not what we're waiting for. It's not what we're going to earn. But by the love of God, we are his children now. This is what we are. Now, I don't know how that feels to you, but I have to say, to me, it's twofold. First, the first thing is right now, you ever have one of those moments when you just kind of feel the chill in your body? You feel like the hair is standing up a little bit? I feel like that right now. Just thinking about that, I can just feel it. Maybe it's my tremor, I don't know. But I can just feel this passing through me, this concept of being a very child of God. It means something deeply to me to be beyond a friend or an acquaintance. I mean, we're family. How amazing is this? And this is what we are, he says. This is what we are. And then there's another thing that happens. I try to push that away, though. Oh, this is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it didn't know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. Okay. But we want to think about what that means forever. And we're being encouraged today to think about, no, what does it mean now? Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. Has not yet been revealed. But we're God's children now. So what will be is just what will be, amen? And if we believe that God is Father, if we believe that we are children of God in whatever frame that works for you, the fact of the matter is this, we are children of God now. So if we are children of God now by the love in which he's bestowed upon us, how great is that? How wonderful a piece of the recipe is that to the rest of us to know that, to know that. And as I used to talk with this one, I'd say young man, but he was probably my age, so he's really, yeah, let's say he's young. He would come to me anytime. I just can't imagine his anxiety level right now. He was very concerned about end times, and he would come to me often and talk about, do you think we're in the end times? And I would calmly say, yes. And he'd say, well, what do you think of this? I said, I don't think it matters. And he'd go, but what about that? Aren't you concerned? I'd say, no. He goes, how is it you aren't concerned about the things that are to come? I said, because whatever it is in God's hands. And as a child of God, what difference does it make, honestly? I mean, does it really matter what happens next if this is first? And I have to say, for me, it really doesn't. And I can say that with all honesty to you. As a child of God, I can look at a broken world and all that happens in it, and you know how much concern I have? Little. I'm concerned for my brothers and sisters. I don't mean I sit on my hands and do nothing, by the way. What it means is, as a child of God, we should hear what is said here. We are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this. When he is revealed, we will be like him. We will be like him, for we will see him as he is. We will be like him. But we are children of God now. So it seems to me our opportunity is to look like him now. I mean, this is All Saints Day. Paul would have called us all saints in his writing. When he writes to the saints, he's talking about the believers. How many of you think of yourself as a saint? As a believer, yes, right? My wife's rolling her eyes. Oh, God. I don't know. If you've read up on some of these people we call saints, you'd probably think, yeah, I'm doing okay. Honestly. Yeah, somebody's read. I mean, it is no mistake that I was ordained on the feast day of St. Augustine. If you know anything about St. Augustine, I see the laughing. He and I had a lot in common. Sainthood isn't one of them. But you never know. But the fact of the matter is we have this time that we live in now. For what we are children of God, it is what we are. It's who we are now, by the love of God and by the love of God only. Nothing more. And we should be children of God, and we should act like children of God, and we should move forward in this concept, because when we see him, we will be like him. Amen? We won't be him, by the way. Let's not get confused. But we will be like him, a likeness of God. Because why? We are his children, all of us. So in some way, each of us is able to reflect some portion of God. Amen? And in each of us, all of us, should be seeking those pieces of who we are because of him and building on that. Here at Holy Innocence, we call that a transformed life. So that we can do what? Transform the world. That's what it's about. And we live in a time, well, let's be honest, we're living in a week where this might be super important. Now, you all know I don't do politics from the pulpit, and I'm not going to start today, so if you're about to click off, don't do that. Here's why I don't. I'm a child of God. Things that happen around me matter. They do, but they are not the thing. Being a child of God, knowing God as my Father, knowing God as the one who is in control, knowing that this is his kingdom in a process of development by the very hands and feet of his children, I am okay with the fact that the world is still broken. I am okay with the fact that I myself am still broken. But as a child of God, I have to strive to be more than broken, don't I? And so do we all. And as we continue to do that work, this understanding of who God is and who we are in his sight will begin to expand. And we call that building what? His kingdom. Because the kingdom of God is where? Near. That's what Scripture tells us. We are children of God when? Now. So the work that we have to do is for us to do today. And brothers and sisters, as we enter this week where potentially divisive things may happen, I want to encourage you. First, let me encourage you this. If you're on Facebook or other social media, just stay off for the next week. It's just unhealthy. Let's just be honest. It's unhealthy. If you feel the need to say something that you wouldn't say standing up in the middle of this room right now, don't type it out. Be a child of God instead. And I was flipping through things as I was prepping this sermon, and I found this Protestant pastor from out west, and he made this quote. If we are truly children of God, then it should show in our likeness to our Father and in our love for our siblings. David Gusick. Not someone I generally follow, just sort of came upon him. And I said, you know what, brother? Couldn't think of a better way to say that. As children of God, we are siblings to one another. Okay. Now, as someone who comes from a rather large Irish Catholic family, that doesn't initially create excitement. But here's what I know. As a child of God, made so strictly by the love of God, certainly not because I deserve to be called a child of God. it's not so hard for me to translate and remember the condition in which I was and the condition in which I still am, and the fact that God still, by his love, calls me his child. That brings me joy and encouragement. I hope it does for you. But if we are to be like him, should we not offer the same to our brothers and sisters? It's not that hard, unless you just have to be right. It's not the need to be right if you know that God is good. It overcomes all of that. I almost said it trumps all that, but that probably would have sounded political. It overcomes all those things. Amen? God is so good. God is so loving. God is so kind. He is so gracious, and he is so forgiving. He looks at people like me and he says, "You are my child." And again, I can feel that pass through me physically. Imagine being like him and being able to turn to another and say to them, through the power of God and the grace, mercy, and love which he's shown me, I offer it to you, my brothers and sisters. A deep and abiding love. So as we go through this next week, and whatever is to come, doesn't matter. What matters is this. Children of God, this is what we are, who and what we are. And we are children of God now. So let me start your week off, brothers and sisters, my siblings. I know that these words are true for me. So what I say to you today is through the power of love in which God has bestowed upon me, let me just say, be encouraged. And know that I love you. I love you.